This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Melissa Moody, respondent, versus Dynamic Fitness Management, LTD, appellant, decided March 18, 2025 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. Melissa Moody, opinion issued March 18, 2025. Respondent, v. No. SC 10711, Dynamic Fitness Management, LTD, appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis. The Honorable Michael W. Noble, Judge, Dynamic Fitness Management, LTD, appeals the Circuit Court's judgment, entered after a jury trial, in favor of Melissa Moody, on her negligence claim arising from an injury she sustained while weightlifting during a group class, led by a dynamic trainer. Because the record establishes Dynamic either did not preserve its claims of error for appellate review, or its preserved claims fail on the merits, this court affirms the Circuit Court's judgment. Factual background and procedural history: Dynamic provided training services at a gym in St. Louis. When Moody joined the gym in 2011, she signed a personal training agreement with Dynamic and began working with a Dynamic personal trainer. In January 2013, when the personal trainer 2 transferred to another location, Moody stopped working with that personal trainer and began taking a group class led by a different Dynamic trainer. During a group class in May 2013, Moody for the first time did a push press exercise, a common exercise in which the participant takes a barbell off a rack at about chest height, drops his or her knees a little bit, and then pushes the barbell overhead. The trainer showed participants how to perform the push press and then instructed Moody to perform 3 repetitions of the push press. The trainer left to attend to others in the class. Moody began using a barbell with 2 10-pound plates, weighing a total of 65 pounds. Moody completed the 3 repetitions at that weight with no problem. The trainer returned, added 2 more 10-pound plates to the barbell for a total of 85 pounds, instructed Moody to perform 3 repetitions, and then left to check on others in the class. Moody successfully did 2 push presses, but on the third felt pain in her neck, shoulders, and back, and put the barbell back on the rack before collapsing. Moody was diagnosed with a herniated disc in her neck and underwent 2 surgeries. Moody sued Dynamic for negligence. Dynamic raised as affirmative defenses implied primary assumption of the risk and express assumption of the risk. It asserted Moody impliedly assumed the risk of injury by engaging in weightlifting and expressly assumed the risk of injury by signing Dynamic documents containing liability waivers. Dynamic filed a motion for directed verdict at the close of Moody's evidence and renewed its motion at the close of all the evidence. The jury awarded $1 million in damages and found Moody 70% at fault and Dynamic 30% at fault. The Circuit Court entered judgment for Moody in the amount of $300,000 plus post-judgment interest. Dynamic filed a motion for new trial, which was deemed overruled under Rule 81.05A. 2. A. When the Circuit Court did not rule on it within 90 days after it was filed, Dynamic timely appealed. 1. Analysis Y. Dynamic preserved no claim of error related to its motion for directed verdict. In points I and IV, Dynamic asserts the Circuit Court erred in overruling its motion for directed verdict on its affirmative defenses of implied primary assumption of the risk from Moody's weightlifting activity, and express assumption of the risk by Moody signing its liability waivers before performing the weightlifting activity. Moody asserts neither point is preserved for review because Dynamic did not file a motion for judgment notwithstanding the verdict, JNOV. This court agrees Dynamic preserved no claim of error. Rule 72-CL1B governs motions for JNOV and provides, in relevant part, not later than 30 days after entry of judgment, a party who has moved for a directed verdict may move to have the verdict and any judgment entered thereon set aside and to have judgment entered in accordance with the motion for a directed verdict. A motion for a new trial may be joined with this motion, or a new trial may be prayed for in the alternative. If a verdict was returned, the court may allow the judgment to stand or may reopen the judgment and either order a new trial or direct the entry of judgment as if the requested verdict had been directed. To preserve a jury-tried issue for appellate review, a party must include the issue in both a motion for directed verdict at the close of all evidence, if the defendant puts on one. This court granted transfer after an opinion by the Court of Appeals, Mo Constadar Art v. Secor 10, All rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2023, for evidence and in a motion for JNOV, Tharp v. St. Luke's Surgery Center Lee's Summit, LLC, 587 SW3D 647 654 Mo Bank 2019, see all.